The final sprint before the midterms. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden with a campaign swing in New Mexico for the Democratic National Committee.
5 days to go and until the most important elections in our lifetime. And that's not hyperbole. It's going to shape what the next two generations look like. Not a joke.
The president says this is a choice from what he calls between two vastly different visions of America. Earlier, the president discussed his plan to provide student debt relief for eligible Americans.
President Biden says in these inflationary times, up to $20,000 in relief from student loans can be a game changer for families.
Life changing for their families and for them.
The president says the Department of Education is days away from forgiving student loans for millions, but he is aware of the GOP naysayers.
Doing everything they can, including taking us to court to deny the relief.
Even as, the president says, some Republicans have availed themselves of it. Right now, an appeals court has put the program on hold, but people can still sign up. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Federal prosecutors have rested their case against members of a right-wing group charged for their role in last year's Capitol riot.
Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers, and four other associates are charged with seditious conspiracy, a rarely used charge, accusing members of the group of trying to keep former President Trump in office. Federal prosecutors have spent weeks presenting evidence, including a stash of weapons in a Virginia hotel room and text messages and other communications about the potential use of violence on January 6th.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi out with a statement after her husband Paul was released from the hospital, thanking people for their support and prayers. Paul Pelosi was attacked by a man who broke into their home last week. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Former President Trump reaching a settlement with people who protested his campaign.
Several protesters accusing former President Donald Trump's security team of assaulting them outside of Trump Tower in 2015 have reached an agreement with the former president's legal team. A joint statement signed by both sides says all people have a right to peaceful protest on public sidewalks. Trump's lawyer says they're happy to put the case to rest, along with an attorney for the protesters who also says they're proud of the settlement. The alleged incident happened when the former president was a candidate running for office. The protesters were speaking out about comments then-candidate Trump made about those crossing the border. President Trump, his company, campaign, and security guards were named in the suit. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Last month, Massachusetts officials identified a woman they nicknamed the Lady of the Dunes who was killed on Cape Cod in 1974. Now they want to know more about a man that she may have married.
Ruth Marie Terry, the Lady of the Dunes, was believed to have married Guy Rockwell Moldovan just months before her body was found mutilated on the beach. Moldovan had been a suspect in the deaths of a previous wife and stepdaughter in Seattle back in 1960. He died in 2002. Terry, whose skull was crushed and her hands cut off so she couldn't be identified via fingerprints, was finally ID'd after nearly 50 years using investigative genealogy. Now law enforcement wants to formally identify and name her killer. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Amazon pausing hiring for its corporate workforce. A memo posted on the company's website says the company will continue to monitor what we're seeing in the economy and the business to adjust as we think makes sense. In the past few weeks, Amazon had paused hiring for the corporate side of its retail division and some of its other businesses. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.